neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shoftim explains that if Chas v'Shalom one commits a wrongdoing, according to courts, what would happen, the title that we're given is called Adam. So now when one commits a wrongdoing, the Aleph departs from the name of Adam. So when you take off the Aleph from Adam, what do you get?
Dam.
So when one, Chas v'Shalom, becomes careless and he's not paying attention to the mitzvot and the commands that Hashem has given us, he has to follow, then Aleph separates from his name. And also, Harav says, the name Adnut, that is Aleph, Dalet, and Nun, and Yud, exactly the same thing happens. So when you take the Aleph away from Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, what is remained?
The Din.
Din. So Harav says, that's what exactly takes place. The Aleph leaves the name of a person, that is Adam, so you have Dam. And then the name of Adnut, Ammonai, the Aleph separates from it, and you have Din, that means judgment. So now the pasuk that we learned in last week parasha, it says, Ki pale mimecha, if you wonder, you become mutehayer, davar lamishpat ben dam ledam, ben din ledin, ben nera lanera. So you wonder, why such a thing happens? It's not normal. Why should such an incident, such a disaster takes place among Am Yisrael? So Harav says, this is the answer. So when Am Yisrael, they're not following the rules, the command of Ribono Shel Olam, then the Aleph leaves the name of Adam, and also the name of Hashem. So instead of having Adnut, you have Din. Instead of Adam, you have Dam. So that's what
What does the Aleph represent?
Aleph, that is name of Hashem. That means, we say Ehad, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Yikon Hashem Ehad. Aleph represents the uniqueness and oneness of Ribono Shel Olam. That's what we have to have in mind. And also when you write Aleph, you open it up, you get Aleph, Lamed, Fes of it. So Yirmiyah says, Aluf Na'arotai. Aluf means the teacher. So Aleph itself represents the guidance, the guideline, there is Hashem Yibarach. And then he says, Benega Lelaga. So you see, wow, what a terrible thing is happening. All the Negaim, all the terrible matters that among Am Yisrael. So it's very interesting. The Nega, Nun Gimel Ayin, means disaster. So now you bring the Ayin to the beginning, what do you get?
Oneg.
What does Oneg means?
Pleasure,
Maserat, joy. What happened? How could it be one word has a double opposite message? Nega means Musibat, means disaster. And then when you bring the Ayin to the beginning, what do you get?
Oneg.
Gives joy. What does Ayin mean? Ayin?
Perception.
Exactly. Ayin means what?
See.
Yeah, eye. So now when your eye, your perception is in the end, what do you get? Nega. When you put the Ayin in the beginning, what do you get?
Oneg.
Isn't that interesting? So now here we see that many times we are approached with a matter that we are suggested to follow, to consider. We say, no, it's not for me, I'm not there yet, I'm not ready for it. So many people, to start something is very, very difficult for them. They put their eye right in the end. So what happens then? When you put your ayin in the end?
Nega.
Nega, Chas v'Shalom. But if you be willing to try it, you give it a try. say, you know, okay, we'll do it. We'll try it. So then your eye is placed in the beginning. So then when you place your eye in the beginning, what do you get?
One.
So how it is, easy it is. So we see exactly, that's what the problem that we all have. That something that we like to start in with, you know, for the beginning, for the first time, then it's very hard to adjust yourself, cope with it. So you reject it, you push it away. And here we see how our experience is a beautiful thing. That you should always willing to say, we'll try. As we practice this every morning in Aqidat Yitzhar, it says, Vayar et hamagom merachok. Remember this pasuk? It's Avraham Avinu, after 3 days, when he was just about to complete his mission, he says, Vayar et hamagom merachok. What does it mean? He saw the place from
far.
What does magom mean? No. What kind of siddur do you use? Maqom means Ribono Sholam. So here he says, Vayar et ha-maqom merahok. We read this in Haggadah also. Maqom, place. Here is a term that is used for Ribono. So he says, Avraham Avinu, Vayar et ha-maqom merahok. What does it mean? He understood that even though that is difficult, it is impossible, but then something good is going to come out of it. There is some hikmat in it. So that's why he says, Vayar et ha-maqom merachom. Now that's for tomorrow, for today. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Right. So but when he says, Vayar et ha-maqom merachom, that means why we don't want to continue, we get stuck, we get hopeless, you, Chas v'Shalom, get depressed, you know, you don't want to go on. Why? Why? Because you say, what's the use? I tried. And that's why we say, Baruch ha-gever asher, yiftach ba-asher, v'aya asher, Miftacho. You know this pasuk?
Yeah.
You sure? Yes, let's see if you know it. Baruch HaYeder Hashem Yiftach BaHashem. What does Yiftach means?
Trust.
Is trusting or he will trust?
He will.
Will trust?
Trust.
No, you should say Baruch HaYeder Hashem Boteach BaHashem. How can you say Hashem Yiftach in
future?
Why? You should say, Baruch HaGever Hashem Boteach BaHashem, Hashem Hayam Yiftacho. He says, no, Baruch HaGever Hashem Yiftach. But why? Because many times you start something and then you're so happy, you say, whoa, he accepted it. You know, we did it. Wow, everything is so great. You know, fantastic. Ribono Shel Olam, thank you. I do anything you want. You're so happy. Then all of a sudden you see, wow. Another month, 2, 3, 1 year, wow, everything collapsed. So what happened here? Wait, wait to me. I thank you last year. And you know what happens? He said, Belishko, there is no use. Forget it. So here he says, oh, I give Hashem Yivtach Hashem, not Boteach. Why? Because that's what happens. You go one step, then Hashem says, let me see. They call it, how many men you are halajit?
Halajit.
Yeah, you mean? He wants to see if you really mean it. That when you said, I thank you, did you really mean it? So now he's going to test you now. He says, the thank you that you gave me last year, was it real or wallabi? Was fake? Huh? You understand? That's why he said, Baruch HaGever Hashem Yivtach BaHashem, not Boteach. Why? Because at the moment, it went through, it happened, you made it happen. Then Hashem says, let me see, really you trust me, you rely on me. And it's a big, big test. Why? Because you go on, you do it, you make it happen, and all of a sudden you see, wow, after you start all over again. What happened here? And that's what exactly it is. Vayar et amagom merachok. What does merachok mean? From far, 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 he knew there's something good in it. But what's good in it? You getting rid of your kid, what's good in it? And he says that he took the ma'achelet. What does ma'achelet mean?
Knife.
How do you say knife in Hebrew? Sakin. What is ma'achelet? Midrash says ma'achelet is a term for ochel, to eat. So Midrash explains what Abraham Avinu, Alav Shalom, and he said, Abraham Shalom, they did that moment. We are eating the merit till today. That's why the knife is giving the term of ochel, not sakin. He did something, and you know it was so hard. And he was sure, vayar et hamagom, he saw the Ribono Shel Olam from far, far, far away. Because he knew whatever he's doing, we today, we are using that merit. And that needs such a bitachon. And we should have this bitachon. Why? Because Moshe said, Kero is right behind the door. It's not going to show up till we see. We will see that we are so ma'amin, so chazak, so strong, that Hashem Baruch Hu is going to bring us Yeshua Bekaro. Nizkei Be'arve, Besorot Tovot, Nachat, Shana Male, Shefa U'Bracha, Amen Keras.
Koila Nishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koila nishomot, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.